BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has been sentenced to more than 27 years in prison after the Supreme Court found him guilty of attempting a coup when he lost the 2022 election. Four out of five judges voted to convict him. Ione Wells is at the Supreme Court in Brasilia.
The sentence for 70-year-old Jair Bolsonaro is effectively a life one. He will likely try to appeal it or ask for it to be turned into a house arrest due to his age and ill health. The sentence reflects the serious charges he was found guilty of, including attempting a coup. The allegations included that he knew about a plot to assassinate his election rival, now president of Brazil, Lula da Silva. His ally Donald Trump has said he is very unhappy, and the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the US would react accordingly to this witch hunt.
President Trump has called for a peaceful response to the murder of his ally Charlie Kirk, a right-wing youth leader and activist shot dead in Utah on Wednesday. The FBI have offered a reward of $100,000 for information that could lead to an arrest. Neda Taufik is at Utah Valley University in Orem.
We've been seeing forensics teams for the first time turning up, investigators wearing white gloves, combing through. Obviously, the area is still very much cordoned off. We were expecting an update from authorities earlier, but that was abruptly canceled. They said due to the fast-paced nature of changes, we are waiting to see if there are any additional breakthroughs. But at the moment, they are combing through evidence, including the rifle that was apprehended nearby in the woods, and some of the prints they were able to get from the scene.
The UN Security Council has condemned Tuesday's airstrike in the Qatari capital Doha, though it did not name Israel as the perpetrator. All 15 members agreed the statement. Washington usually shields Israel from adverse reactions at the Security Council, but President Trump was angered by the attack. Britain's UN representative is Barbara Woodward.
The United Kingdom stands in full and unwavering solidarity with Qatar and condemns Israel's strikes on Doha. These strikes are a flagrant violation of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Qatar. They risk both further escalation across the region and setting back negotiations for a ceasefire.
A Nigerian court has sentenced a senior commander of the proscribed Islamist group Ansaru to 15 years in prison for economic sabotage. Mahmoud Osman pleaded guilty to charges including illegal mining. Ansaru, which split from the main Islamist group Boko Haram in 2012, has been linked to numerous violent incidents. BBC News. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has suspended the Vice President, Riek Machar. It comes hours after Mr. Machar was charged with treason, murder and crimes against humanity. He's accused of being involved in a deadly attack by a militia on federal forces earlier this year. Mr. Machar was detained weeks after the attack in March. The Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama says he has appointed the world's first AI-generated government minister to oversee public tenders. He said it's an attempt to cut down on corruption. Here's Anbarasa Natarajan.
Prime Minister Edi Rama introduced a new member of the cabinet named Diala, meaning son in Albanian, at a meeting of his socialist party. He said Diala will be entrusted with all decisions on public tenders, making them corruption-free and that the tender procedure will be transparent. The digital assistant was launched in January as an AI-powered virtual assistant resembling a woman dressed in traditional Albanian costume. Official figures show that it has helped issue more than 35,000 digital documents. Albania has long battled with corruption, particularly in public contracts.
President Macron says France is deploying three fighter jets to help protect Poland's airspace after what Warsaw called an unprecedented Russian drone incursion into its territory. Mr. Macron said they would not give in to what he called Russia's intimidation. The UN mission in Afghanistan has urged the Taliban to lift restrictions on Afghan women working on its premises. It said the Taliban was preventing female staff and contractors from entering UN compounds. A Taliban source said they were making sure their decree banning women aid workers issued 2 years ago was fully enforced. BBC News.